The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. There was a children's book in rotation several years ago in our family called Snow by P.D. Eastman. In it, two little girls and their dog are playing in the snow, sledding, skiing, pouring a kettle of steaming water into a bird bath. "What is the snow?" they ask at one point. The answer is a child's. "We do not know, but snow is very fun, we know." I always found that passage hilarious. I mean, we pretty much do know what snow is, scientifically speaking. But then again, maybe those characters have a point, because snow is so much more than itself, isn't it? My first memory of snow is a light dusting that appeared briefly in Fairfield, California, on Christmas Day in the early 1980s, an anomaly that felt like a happy gift. I remember the awful bite of wet snow through my soaked jeans and wool gloves the first time I skied. It was a school trip. I walked down the mountain, well, it was probably just a minor slope, feeling lonely and defeated. There's something about weather that refuses easy capture. Every winter, I try to recall the previous year's snow. Was it colder? Heavier? Did it fall earlier? What have I managed to forget? And what will I have to learn anew about snow? After a blizzard, I go out into the yard with a broomstick. I swat and heave and shake bent laurel branches of their burden. It's like struggling to wake a sleepy child. Then, suddenly, it's like the feeling when a kite leaps into the air. We have an old picture of my daughter standing waist high for the first time in snow. Her look of apprehension is the exact same as in the photo where she stands barefoot for the first time on sand. Is there a committee of snow? Are there clouds whose job it is to send forth the million unique flakes? And is their inventory exhaustible? Or, like worry, are they always making more? More than once recently, I've been stricken by the fear that perhaps one day snow will be a relic of a vanished epoch. Today, there is a dusting of snow on the roofs. I stumble on icy slick pavement. There's a chance each winter day that I will slip and fall, just as there is the temptation to lie down in the new snow and roll like a dog in grass. Today's poem is Snowflakes by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Out of the bosom of the air, out of the cloud folds of her garments shaken, over the woodlands brown and bare, over the harvest fields forsaken, silent and soft and slow descends the snow. Even as our cloudy fancies take sudden shape in some divine expression, even as the troubled heart doth make in the white countenance confession, the troubled sky reveals the grief it feels. This is the poem of the air, slowly in silent syllables recorded. This is the secret of despair, long in its cloudy bosom hoarded, now whispered and revealed to wood and field. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.